Oh man, I missed that stupid fucking song. Welcome in. Hello and welcome back to what is this? The Steel Cage? I don't know what podcast I'm doing anymore.
Where am I?
What are we doing? Welcome back to
what
the Steel
year
Cage.
Is this?
I am your mayor of Reseda, still occasionally known as Derek Montilla, and I'm joined by my hoodlum friends, as we do to talk about pro wrestling. And give a little preview of the Royal Rumble coming up this weekend. Of course, joining me as always, I'm going with my regular guy, the one and only James Vanderbeek, your Uncle Beak. What's up, Beaky?
Hey, buddy, it's great to be back. How long has it been? It's been
too long.
It's been over a year. Last year was 2022. It's now 2023. That's a year,
wow.
Right?
It's not exactly how that works, but I mean, yeah, it's a okay. Different year. It's a different year.
Haven't done this since last year. Is the better way to put
yeah,
that.
Basically. Yeah, it's a different year, but it's the same old super Jew joining us. It's the one and only Dr. Dreidel himself, Jared Super Jew Rabinovitz.
I swear there were more of us just a minute ago.
There were like 20 of us, and now all of a sudden there's just four. I don't even understand what's happening here anymore.
Oh, now we got a run-in already?
Yeah, run-in. Get this guy out of here. That run-in is brought to you courtesy of the city of Chicago. It's the Let's Go Den, the one and only G1 to the rescue. What's happening, homie?
Man, everything and anything, man. Just got through cutting onions on AEW. But other
than
that
ending was something. Was something.
G1 broadcasting live from inside a tin can.
Yeah, I'm in my studio room. Unfortunately, no panels yet, so that's why everything's a little echoey in here. So forgive me.
We got you. Last but not least, of course, the one holding us down and hating everything along the way. It's the hater of the year himself, the one and only Rock Knowledge.
That's right, King Hater. I am here. I'm sure I'm gonna hate because that's what I do.
Well, before we get into the hating.
Yes.
What have you been enjoying? What about wrestling has been bringing you the opposite of haterade, whatever you want to call it, happiness, joy? Yeah, trying to make it fun. Wow.
Come back to me.
Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
I haven't been watching a lot of pro wrestling, guys.
My God. Well,
Rock has been made very happy. He's been made very happy. Mandy Rose's fans only page or whatever the hell it is.
Oh yeah, that's a whole other thing.
It's not farmers only, it's only fans. He said it the other way around.
Well, no, it's not only fans, it's some other site like that.
It's fan time.
Brand army?
No.
Oh,
fan time.
There you go.
I should know, I gave her my money.
You did. You did. Happily. You have $12. Your money.
You and a lot of other people, apparently.
Yeah. And I already canceled my subscription.
Oh, you're one of those. You're one of those. I see. Well, it is something interesting to be said about making money outside of the pro wrestling business. There's obviously an opportunity for that. But first, you have to make a name in the biz and get the marks to follow you and pay you your $12 for your monthly fee. But this... this is a fun time, actually, and Mega Rand says we're canceled already, so I don't know how that happened, but of course, grand opening, grand closing.
Are we not allowed to mention that stuff on Twitch? Is that why? Did we already violate Twitch rules? I didn't realize we were on Twitch.
I don't think any of us...
on Twitch? What am I allowed to say and not say? Damn it.
I don't know. it might have been my cursing right out of the gate.
Yeah, and where is Mega Rand saying we canceled? Where is Mega Rand? This is Matt Mania. Okay, where is Mr. Matt Mania?
That's
what he's talking about.
Yeah.
In this moment, we automatically assume the worst. We're like, we're getting canceled? What the heck?
Yeah, what?
Everybody knows the word.
Literally words we just heard.
Grand opening,
we live
grand
in
closing.
A time where being canceled is frowned upon. So.
Right. It means something. There's some weight to that. Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Plenty of people in wrestling are getting canceled, of course. That happens all the time. But AEW there took some heat, obviously, after the death of Jay Briscoe due to the way that they handled it last week on their show. There was word that Warner it got involved, the network got involved and told them that they did not want them to honor Jay Briscoe. I'm not sure how much truth there is to that, but it was very nice to see them go out and do what they did tonight.
Rumor has it that it was over like some old ass tweets. You know, people like to dig up tweets from like when motherfuckers was immature, and you know they like to use that in somebody's present life to fuck up their whole shit. So that's
he faced up to the fire and dirt when he actually tweeted it back in the day. He basically owned up to it then, and apparently since that time has been changing, and they have decided to be
It's like he said it's forever. Yeah, it's like, man, he said what he said. But I'm glad they was able to honor him, man, respectfully. I mean, it costs nothing, you know, just to give somebody their props. And it's like, man, their contributions to the pro wrestling world completely outside of WWE, never even stepped foot in that office, but been in every other one. And just dominating the tag team reigns. Like, even just seeing Mark come out there and hold both Ring of Honor titles,
that was great. Man. There was a lot of feels the there at the end.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I'll say this, you know, at least they made it right. At least they did something about it this week.
Hell yeah.
And it's also a bit hypocritical for a company that is, or I guess I should say, not the company, not AEW, but for the network that follows AEW up with a power slap brought to you by domestic violence between fucking Dana White and his wife, right?
Look, while my girl in there, that's the only, she'll sit through Dynamite just so she can get to that. She loves that shit.
That shit is crazy. It's crazy. Have you guys watched that?
I've seen it, unfortunately.
I mean, I saw the, I hate to say this.
That's what it is, constant CTE for everyone.
Well, The Chris Nowitzki video actually made me watch it, and I'm sure he wants the opposite effect. But when I saw it, I was like, I need to check this out for myself. So Harper, I did, and it's fucking awful. This is their fucking website, you guys. This is just when you go to powerslap.com.
It's just unprotected headshots.
Yeah.
There used to concussion, be like a wrestling concussion, version of
concussion,
this
concussion
that had like an announcer like we who was doing like people, a storyline. It was
we
amazing.
Watch people go to tables every day. We watch people like get hit with chairs. We watch people get smacked with kendo sticks, kicked with whole shins, elbowed with whole elbows, and even none of that seems as brutal as just taking the worst possible slap to the face.
Right. I mean, because they protect themselves.
God damn.
That's kind of the backbone of pro wrestling. Yeah, is to have it be in a way where it's you're trying to be safe about it. You're trying to take the least amount of damage in whatever way you can. And this is quite the opposite of that. But again,
I'm waiting for the Rochambeau show where people just kick.
yeah, exactly.
Again, say what you will about the pro wrestling community, but the way that they came together for Jay Briscoe's family, especially considering what his daughter is going through after the car accident, is again, it's another display of how beautiful humanity can be, even if this humanity doesn't always shower
class
before
act.
Wrestling shows.
Friggin' class
and how
act,
amazing
man.
That family is. People are like giving heat to the lady's family who was also involved in the accident. They're like, no, we want to give forgiveness to those people and also provide support to that family as well. So that's Jay Briscoe's family, incredibly class act in SNR.
Yeah, because don't even know what happened. Like, did like a tire blow and that's what happened? I don't even know.
You just have misplaced anger.
For sure.
My wife my wife asked me tonight, she was like, do you know the cause of the accident? And like, all I could really think to say was, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. It doesn't bring him back. It doesn't change that it happened. Blaming someone doesn't change anything. I mean, I know sometimes we feel like we want that. We want some sort of, you know, revenge or redemption or something. We want something to happen, you know, and sometimes it just is what it is. It's an unfortunate situation. Even if it's caused by someone's negligence or poor driving or whatever, it still doesn't change that it happened. And that's the part that's truly unfortunate for one of, honestly, the most unique personalities in pro wrestling that we've ever seen.
I've had the pleasure of meeting that guy backstage at Madison Square Garden. Didn't even realize who he was until he turned around, because I wasn't used to seeing him with a full head of hair. But man, he was the, when I say out of all the wrestlers I ever met, when I say the sweetest guy. And I met some pretty, you know, some pretty cool, pretty awesome individuals, but when I say the sweetest dude, like, he talked to me like we've been to the barbecue together. Like, we had man, the coolest of convos, and his people was back there. It was just like, man, so at least I could say, like, I had a moment with him. I hadn't met the other Briscoe, but meeting him was like, that was top tier for me. That was super cool. So
do you guys think that they needed to do something, considering that Ring of Honor is technically under AEW's umbrella now? Like,
I think they did, because so much of their roster is former ROH guys, or guys who are currently part of ROH, people who've grown up and grown in the business with them. You know, it is part of their, you know, they've done a lot of ROH stuff on TV to promote the ROH shows. We've seen a lot of matches for that. I think they had to acknowledge that, and they had, you know, even WWE did, you know, small little acknowledgments to them. I think AEW, being, you know, the parent company, essentially needed to do something. And I think from, you know, I haven't gotten to watch it yet, but from what I've seen on Twitter and stuff, they did a really good job. I saw the promo that they tweeted out earlier, and I think it aired at the start of Dynamite. I think it's the right thing to do to acknowledge somebody like that.
Yeah. Beak, have you ever done any designs for the Briscoes? It's really bizarre not to.
I can work with a singles title holder before, so I mean, they could have a run in ROH. If enough crowd support happens, he could be on AEW TV. I can see him. He fit pretty good. There was a good reaction from Mark Briscoe tonight, for sure.
There really was. And I think you might have missed this when I asked it, but have you done any design work at all for the Briscoes ever? Because I know you've done a lot of work for guys. Yeah?
Yeah, a couple times. Yeah, yes. That was actually one of my big feathers in my cap, so to speak. It was like, this is their chicken farmers. But anyway, yeah, they're big, big fans of those guys. When I got popped to do a design for them, I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I'll put my heart into this one.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And actually, wrestling, as a lot of us had, like, down periods, Ring of Honor is where I kind of got piqued and interested again. And wrestling, him wrestling the Amazing Red on their first show was one of the first matches I ever was exposed to him or independent wrestling. So he had a big impact.
Yeah.
Yeah. But between Ring of Honor and TNA, which obviously it was a lot of stars kind of passed back and forth between both companies. Those were the two things that really exposed me to more independent wrestling. I knew local wrestling existed where I was from. I didn't realize that it was everywhere, and I didn't realize the independent scene was bigger than Ring of Honor or, you know, anything like that. So, yeah, it was, man, that was a crazy time. I remember, like, that was almost about the time I was about to graduate high school. So we talking 04, 05. Sure, I'm dating myself, whatever. But, yeah, fun times. Definitely fun times.
The one thing I've really enjoyed is seeing all the old Briscoe promos. You know, the crazy shit he said, but how good some of his work really was. And I I think there's so one thing that, yeah, he was so sincere. It never came across like a character, you know what I mean? Especially considering how wild him and Mark are, you know, like those two guys were just absolute, you know, crazy characters that weren't really characters. They were just themselves, you know. That video that they had, the tribute video, was heartbreaking, you know, when his daughter said I think, what did he say, that her dad was wild or whatever.
Crazy.
She said,
crazy. My crazy. Dad's crazy, yeah, but dad, I love crazy. Him.
Yeah, it was,
man.
But, you know, it really does. It you know, it honors the man, it honors what, you know, what was special to him, right? I think the craziest thing to me in that video was seeing that Jay Briscoe at one point took a family Christmas photo where he wore the pajamas that matched everybody in the family. And that's just not something I would ever think I would see from Jay Briscoe, but that's who he was. You know,
the Jay Briscoe that I met backstage at MSG, he seemed like the type of guy that would do that.
Yeah,
he go out there and do all that crazy shit for a bunch of strangers. It's like I can imagine what he'll do for his girls to put a smile on their face.
That's a great point.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great
point. Him doing the TikTok dances with his kids, I was like, Jay Briscoe does fucking TikTok dances with his kids.
He seemed like the great. He seemed like the greatest father ever, man.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure, man, for sure. He will be missed. He will be missed.
Did you guys to end this on a for? Did you guys see the video that Dalton Castle posted, where it was like he and Matt Taven had in Mexico printed a 30-foot banner of Jay Briscoe's face and hung it off the balcony of their hotel when he was walking up, like it's 3 stories high. Yeah.
That's incredible.
And Jay was
that's
on the phone.
That's a costly joke.
It really was. Right? Yeah, they were talking about how folding up this banner took up 3/4 of a suitcase, but it was worth it for the 30-second prank of unfurling this thing. And you see Jay walking up just going, "What the fuck is this? Why am I 3 stories tall?"
Oh, man. That's great stuff. Any thoughts on AEW otherwise, if we move on to the rest of the show and everything else? Felt a little flat tonight, I thought. But I think maybe the mood was a little somber, you know?
Hey, Darby, you know, always puts on a stellar show. I liked... The Jericho Sammy and
that was
a lot of fun. Action Andretti is cool. Obviously, you know, more character build up around him, but at least he's not afraid to get on the mic. He's not half bad. Better finishing move, hopefully in the future. But I like the guy so far. You know, next to Starks is just kind of different because Starks is bigger than his body right now.
Starks is bigger than everybody.
Starks is the man.
Starks shines brighter when you put him next to anybody. So it's gonna be hard to shine next to him.
Can we
storyline wise lately they've been kind of ho hum, but this honestly I think this episode everyone was showing out in their matches. Like,
yeah,
really, honestly. Yeah.
Well, I guess that's it. I mean. Pro wrestling, really, that's what this illustrates.
You have incredible matches, but if the stories are just still kind
of... there's no story, it's just not a night that you remember.
Teeth into it. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Jared, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, can we just point out that the WB didn't want Jay Briscoe stuff because of comments from 10 years ago that he apologized for, but Darby Allin's on TV every week?
We can definitely talk about that. You should have heard when we went to the night in Seattle when he... won the TNT title back. Me and Beak, it kind of became our job a little bit to inform some of the people in our section about Darby. And we're like, hey, you can root for him since he's from here, but here's also the other information. And I really like how at least one
I'm curious like, about the other. I'm curious about the other information. Maybe I missed something.
Google Darby Allin speaking out and you'll find everything you need to know.
Okay. Yes, there you go. That's a concise way for you to locate that information. But and Jared, that's a good point. But this is not even negative. This is just drifting into straight up just bad time. So
this is called the Steel Cage episode. That's what we're doing.
I know
it's been a while, but we are the negative crew.
Welcome to fucking disappointment.
In the chat, it looks like Begaran was nice enough to share a link to what Darby's been up to.
There you go. Thank you,
Begaran. Nasty dog. Fuck that dude.
Here's the thing. Are we going to talk about Hook's tattoo? Are we going to talk about his new little tattoo on his chest?
Oh, I didn't see the head tattoo.
Did he have a gingerbread man in the middle?
It's just like a little person. He just got like a little bad, shitty drawn person. Right here.
No.
And I don't want to talk shit about him because he'll find me and fucking suplex me, but it's still a really bad tattoo. And I feel like shouldn't you be careful with that shit when you are a pro wrestler? Shouldn't you be putting some thought into your terrible tattoos? Someone needed to save him from himself.
You would assume.
That dude from NXT teased that he got the WWE logo tattooed on his chest. Remember that? Do you guys all see that? That was hilarious.
When did he get released?
Yeah, It clearly looks fake, but he's like teasing everybody. Yeah, I got that logo tattooed on my chest.
Oh God. There it is. There it is.
Yeah. Run fast as I can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
It's just like a little guy. It's a little person.
He's got a hatchet man. He's a juggalo. I thought it was a kanji at first. Is it some sort of kanji or is it a good
thing? No, I don't think so. I think.
Hey, maybe, Rock, he got a maybe. Gumby in the middle of his chest.
Oh, my God. Really do got
a Gumby. I'm Gumby, damn it. He's got a pokey on his back.
Again, I'm not going to be the one to tell him to his face.
From South Park.
You said
All right, but anyway, on to Raw 30, I guess, or Raw is 30, or Raw is Triple X. They tried to be dirty with it. They're not dirty anymore. The implications
were there.
The implications were there. They kicked it off with old fucking racist ass hot dog. Fucking Hulk Hogan. You know. And I hated it instantly. I hated it instantly. Why do we have to put up? Why do they have to do this? You know what was? You know what's awesome? He doesn't even look confident or comfortable anymore. It's like you know when he's out there in his head, he is thinking about how much people hate him. And he's right, because we do.
He was tweeting today about
he was halfway getting booed, by the way.
Yeah, he was.
He couldn't
find toilet paper. Oh, about the toilet paper.
Tweeting from his toilet. Yeah. That's
exactly. What happened here, Hulk?
The first one just said help. Just said help.
How you got a stealth speedboat but no toilet paper?
How are you tweeting and thinking you're texting? That's the bigger question.
Well, Boomer's gonna boomer. That's one thing there.
I don't buy it.
Clearly, it was Thunder in Paradise.
Who is that? Get him out of here. Get him out of here. He has to go. G1's gotta go. What happened there? What happened, Hulk? What happened? I hated him being there. I don't think he needs to be a part of this. And why do we still do this? You know,
that's the thing that doesn't make sense. I don't even remember him being on Raw. Because it wasn't.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't remember those days because Raw. Thank you. Thank you for putting that hat on, Beak. I appreciate it. I think you're fairly right. Because, like, didn't he leave for WCW in, like, 92 or 91?
Right before Raw would have been kicked off.
So, why the fuck is he? Why are we watching? Why do we have to watch? Why do we have to see him out there for this? You know? Dude, kick off the show.
But still don't give a damn. They're like, I don't care if his opinions are bad. I like him to
the face of professional wrestling.
Is he though still? Sorry, dude.
I mean,
say he's like the most recognizable figure in wrestling compared maybe The Rock is the only other one. Even over Stone Cold, probably.
Macho Man is dead. You know, it's like the first thing you think about when wrestling is like every time you talk to somebody who either has been watching wrestling for years or hasn't watched wrestling in a while, they bring up two names. They say Undertaker and they say dude, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Or the people who don't watch wrestling, they get, you like wrestling? You mean that Hulk Hogan shit?
Yep. Yeah. That right there. Yeah. That right there.
Yeah. You get a lot of
that. Terry Bollea bullshit.
Terry Bollea. Yeah.
I caught like bits and pieces. My favorite segment was Kurt Angle, Kurt Angling.
Yes.
I'm a fan of Kurt Angle. Yes. Doofus. It's funny to me.
Whole situation was nonsense, but it was a lot of fucking fun.
Every member of DX backing down was fantastic.
Yeah, it was good.
I had something I loved about that segment more than just that. I loved the fact that Gunther, aka Walter, you could tell is just such a fan of professional wrestling that this man who never breaks character, he's never not evil, mean Gunther, could not help but like have this childlike smile on his face while he was watching DX bumble around and do this stuff, and then Kurt Angle there, because like that's it, man. That's the dream. That's why you became a wrestler. These guys, they watch these guys like we watch these guys. This fucking show is 30 years old. Like, to be in the ring with those guys and to be, you know, have that intercontinental strap over your shoulder, your faction at your side, and to be able to be doing a segment with DX where It's the comedic segment of the night. You know, it's like the funny, bumbling DX, and they're all scared of you. Like, it was great. I love it. It's kind of like a great Saturday Night Live sketch where the breaking of character only made it better, you know? Right. Yeah, I loved it.
I just think, you know, you've got Gunther there who, you know, can remember back in the fifth grade and, you know, watching these guys back when he was the same size as Waltman is now, you know.
Right.
Just, there was a time.
Fifth grade, you're being pretty nice about that.
That's like, true. It's probably third grade. Although I still think if they cleared him, Waltman would go.
DX is so slapsticky. There's like basically like the Three Stooges, but there's five of them. So it's just obnoxious. Yeah.
Well, hilarious. Four and a half. Are we counting Kurt? Is Kurt officially now?
I was counting Kurt this evening. He was honorary.
Okay. Member. Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't Sean wrestle a match recently for like GCW or something? If I'm not mistaken,
I think so.
Not too far back for when him and he had a couple of one with Joey Janela.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, he honestly can still go.
He looks great. He can. I never thought we would see the day where X-Pac is one of the healthiest. like most well put together members of DX in the ring when these guys are all together.
He only did one thing. So,
hey, I'm just saying, he looks good.
He looks great. Man.
Was not only doing one thing.
You're right.
Waltman did everything.
You're right. He did. Yeah. He did. Yeah. I'm just talking shit. It's just because one of his catchphrases was "your ass is grass." I'm a smoke.
Oh, Rand, that'd be so great. Like Rand brings up him showing up in the Rumble.
Oh, that would be great in the green and black new X-Pac. Yeah, that'd be dope. I dig it.
Speaking of the Rumble, what are your guys' thoughts on Cody already being announced for it versus
he winning
a surprise?
Wasn't much of a surprise.
More of your thoughts on it, because I was I hated it at first, but then I thought, what's the point of not doing it? What's the point of not like promoting it? If they always do shit as a surprise, and as a person that watches it, I know there's going to be surprises, but like they can also promote it and say, look, watch this show because Cody's going to be back. I don't know. I think
the same people are going to watch it for a surprise. More people are going to watch it knowing that he definitely is on the show. Because there's going to be Cody's actually going to be on the show. Okay,
It's been pretty obvious for a while that he was coming back. Like, I don't think it was a secret. It's one of those things. It's like when it becomes that obvious, and then you've got basically the expectation almost that like every week on Raw, is he coming back? Is he coming back? Is he coming back? And you just set that expectation. It's easier just to go, nah, you'll see Cody again at the Rumble. You want to see Cody, watch the Rumble. And just get it out of the way. It kind of just takes it off the minds of everybody you know. And then how else were they going to run, you know, multiple video packages for Cody a week if, you know, it was supposed to be a surprise? They had all that great production footage. You know, why couldn't they use it?
Either after the fact. Here's what Cody was doing while waiting for
them. Yeah. And their reports.
Actually, that will be a show. That actually will be a show.
Yes, it will. Yes, I was seriously wondering about that because they did give up that aspect of their lives when they came over, you know, to back to WWE. They had that show over there with AEW. So I do feel like it's only a matter of time, to be honest, before Cody Rhodes and Brandy are back to doing a reality show over here.
Yep. Or at least a special for the WWE Network for real.
Holiday special?
A holiday special?
Yeah.
With the gang? The Ewoks, Chewbacca be there?
The gang's all here. Everybody's here.
I always think of the Star Wars holiday special. Anytime there you go. Holiday special.
I'm excited for the Rumble, though. Obviously, it's the best pay-per-view. We all know that. PLE. It's the best PLE. And premium live event, for those of you that don't get that.
What is
it? All right. I think it's actually really stacked. I think what's it called? The blackout match is going to be awful, but a train wreck, and I can't wait to watch it. I think, you know, obviously the two Rumble matches are always my favorite thing to watch. And everything else on the card seems pretty good. I mean, what are you guys' thoughts?
Speaking of lights out match, I never got a chance to mention my favorite moment, obviously, was that quick little passing of the torch. At least that's what it seemed like between...
Hey. That was
Undertaker and Bray. That's what it felt like to me. I felt like Undertaker gave him a certain instruction, like, hey, you got to be darker than me.
Well,
you didn't, feel me? Like,
I thought he told him that JoJo tasted like Apple Jacks.
Yeah! I honestly thought it was whatever Bill Murray said to Scarlett Johansson in Lost in Translation. It's whatever he whispered.
You get no argument from me. But anyway.
The Undertaker tweeted out right after, you know, WWE tweeted out, what did the Undertaker say? And Taker quote tweeted it, which is still fucking weird. Moments define this industry. McCool. This one was special. So
he said, you got the juice. That's what he basically said. You got the juice now.
Like, yeah. You got the juice now. It was dope. It was dope seeing regular Bray Wyatt do a Sister Abigail, not looking like a Southern Baptist guy. Like, that was cool. Yeah. Sorry.
Undertaker was like, "It's your yard now, boy."
Oh man,
every second Aunt like Viv that? Was superior.
Such a controversial thing to say. This man,
wow,
out of control.
Who caught the Sister Abigail? Who did he give it to?
LA Knight, who he'll be facing at the
LA Knight,
at the Dummy. Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
And they're having a match.
Yeah,
yeah,
a lights out match in the dark.
I'm gonna be
sponsored by Mountain Dew.
I'm gonna be on your patio.
Mountain Dew pitch black. During that.
Can I just say it's really weird that we actually have production going on right now? I'm not used to this. It's confusing me.
Like these graphics popping up and stuff? That's Josh Flagg on the ones and twos.
I remember something like, what was it?
Hey guys.
16 years ago.
What up, bro?
15, 16 years ago when we started this, that we'd say that we were saying we'd have drops. And to this day, I don't think we've ever had a drop.
Never. No, that's still not happening.
Yeah,
but now
we've got graphic production. Like, what's going on?
Let's not talk about drops.
We saw talking to a snowball mic in the same room, Jared. Things changed. The times are better now. All right.
There's nobody popping popcorn in the background.
True. Or
forgive my poor acoustics. I promise that's about to change sooner than later.
I got a question. I have a
rumble. Let's go, Rock.
Who is the big splash return in the men's rumble?
Besides Cody?
Cena.
It can't be Cody. We know he's coming.
Cena. No, we're saying like outside of John Cena. Yeah.
Cena?
I don't see it. I'm not trying to be corny even, but I don't see it.
Even though it's not really much of a return because we know he's semi-retired, you know, Edge will show up in the Rumble and he'll do something cool.
Technically, that would be a surprise.
Do we see the Great One?
The Rock.
No.
Does the Great One appear?
Nope.
He did say that he's not in shape.
You think all what he said on the internet was cap? You think he is still coming?
You think the Rock's not in shape? You think you believe that?
I'm not saying he can't go. I'm just saying he's talking about. Oh, I think there's a schedule conflict.
He ripped his bicep last time. I think there's a difference bullshit. Between being ready to wrestle and being the Rock. Just
yeah, there. And a bunch of guys
the
said
guy can
this.
Probably barely move.
Here's the thing.
There's a difference between ring shape and in shape. Like, you can lift weights. That is not the same as getting dropped from five feet in the air.
That's big ass here. We're talking about. There's things about, you know, working out.
Yeah. We know stuff about being strong and taking bumps. Here's the truth. He's in
shape, guys.
We know he's in ridiculous shape because of Black Adam, right? So we know he's in shape as far as, like you said, Jared, muscular, being in shape and that, and then wrestling shape is different. However, he does not need to get into wrestling shape until this gap between the Royal Rumble and WrestleMania. He can easily get into wrestling shape in that period of time if he just devotes his time and energy to that.
I mean, hell, I've taken a bump. I know he could take a bump.
Right,
but you've also got he's got the XFL launching in a couple months. He's got to get that going. He's got I think he's got a movie to promote. He's got a bunch of stuff going on. It's does he have the time and is doing WWE worth that time investment versus everything all else right. he's got going on.
He could come out wearing an XFL jersey, and that's advertising for the XFL.
He has San to come Antonio out. Oh, Brahmas.
A big shirt like when he had his nipples done. When he had that nipple.
Why are we talking about? We don't talk about old shit. That's old shit.
No, we don't talk about his steroid use leading to having to have tit surgery. No? Oh, no,
the guy had double mastectomy. Sure, leave the man alone. He's the.
I didn't know about that.
A bad movie. Leave the.
That's
guy alone.
Man. I was today years old when I found out about that.
Yeah, Google rock titties and find out.
Man, G1's getting a lot things of that show. Lot of
wow.
Actually, if you just Google rock titties, I guarantee the rock isn't going to show up first.
Don't do it.
I think I'm cool, bro. Just knowing that that happened is just...
Give it a goog, Josh.
What might show up?
Now we can call people a goog.
You're going to find my spicy page.
Rock tits.
Spell rock correctly.
Yeah. Oh no! Do not Google rock titties. According to
Josh Slag spelled it wrong. It's R O K.
Your. Hit him with the your.
Oh shit! Okay. Oh y'all, some damn fools!
All right. Well. There you go. Or that either.
Who wins the men's round?
Cody.
Oh, shit.
I think that's the beautiful part about it. Like, obviously, there's a lot of guys that aren't going to win it, but who the hell knows who is actually going to win it?
Hey, Rock, apparently you did mini porn tits.
Wow.
Because I Googled it.
Of course you did.
D Ryzen in the chat says the cardio with the size he is right now is tough. He's bigger than he ever was in the ring, on top of obviously older, getting that cardio level back for a true WrestleMania event. Would be rough, and yeah, I think that's a good input.
I also think
that there's no way that The Rock's going to tell us he's getting into ring shape. He's going to be working the gimmick the whole time, and he's going to deny until it's known that he's in.
Right.
Look at this guy running in.
I remember his first match back. It was crazy because it was like at that time I felt like he was bigger than he had ever been in the ring. What up, Rand? But yeah. He
speaking
was
of people
going,
who aren't ready to take bumps.
Remember the tag team match? It was him and Cena versus Miz and R-Truth at Survivor Series, and I was surprised as hell. Matter of fact, he was doing more as a bigger guy than he ever did. I ain't never seen that man do a full fisherman suplex with a bridge. I ain't never seen him kip up there. He was moving like a damn humanoid transformer. That's what he reminds me of. Reminds me of a damn Autobot, but like, I don't know.
He's in his 50s taking massive amounts of steroids.
Are we not watching?
let's throw this to Mega Ran. Mega Ran, sir,
what's up, y'all? Just real quick, popping in. Y'all, we all watch Young Rock, and the freaking main idea of that show is working the gimmick. So I don't believe that he is not ready or will be ready. You have to believe they're working everybody here.
Oh, yeah.
Because like you said, he wouldn't tell you, oh, I'm getting ready. I'm in here every day. That wouldn't happen. So I do think he'll be ready. However, even if it's like a 4 or 5 minute match, which we don't really want to see, but coming back for the Rumble could be like, that could blow him up super quickly. So maybe that's not the way to bring him back. But yeah, you wouldn't do it if Vince McMahon is in control, and well, whoever, the WWE in general is in control of what comes out on Young Rock on the show. So they've had him make a mention of the WrestleMania main event. They've also drilled in our head, work the gimmick. So I really feel like
they also have this thing where he could come in at 30 and literally do the fucking fist and a spitting on the hand, and he fucking smacks one guy over the rope, and he fucking tosses this guy, and he tosses this guy. There ain't a fucking lot of work that needs to go into being in the Royal Rumble. I mean, holy shit. Yeah. Raheem Jarbo tossed someone out in a fucking Royal Rumble. So if he can do it, why are we saying The Rock can't do it? I watched this man do it. Told him not to. I told him it was a bad idea.
You tried. That was hard work, man. So I'm really shout out to those guys. Shout out to United Wrestling for letting me do that.
What a great event. It was really was a really good show. Event.
It was awesome.
That looked cool. I watched a little bit of it online. It looked pretty damn dope.
I did not take the bump right. I did three practice runs of the bump, and of course, in real time, just couldn't get it going. Peter Avalon's like, "Oh yeah, you just pull down and it's fine.
Hold the rope. You just hold the rope as you go over." He said, "But do it with both hands." And Rand went with the no hand.
Adrenaline is a motherfucker.
And then I'm like, "Let me just get that rope. Whoop! Nope.
Look, Ma, no hands."
That could have been a lot worse.
No hands.
And then he ended up in a pile like a goddamn Family Guy character.
That's right.
It was wrong, but it was hilarious.
Hey, that was me respecting the business right there. I had to, you got to go out.
Yeah, yeah.
Rand was on the ground like Peter Griffin.
Yeah.
They'd have had me mic'd up. That's exactly what you'd have heard.
All right. Let's all pretend that The Rock isn't going to be in it, because obviously if he's in it, we know he's winning it. But let's go with secondary choices on the Rumble, shall we? Rand, you got any ideas on who you think might take it?
As much I was all about Cody forever until one of the greatest segments that I've ever seen on WWE TV this past week, which was the Tribal Court, which none of y'all talked about, by the way.
Oh, we haven't gotten to it yet. No, it's totally okay. That's my main event for this show, because
oh my God.
I want to talk about how I cried during it. In what world does Jey Uso make me cry? Phenomenal, but that happened. Man. That legitimately happened.
That changed my mind. I went Sammy, and I honestly am a little bit afraid. Even The Rock, Cody or The Rock, the fans could completely turn on and reject either one of them if it's not Sammy at this point. Like, he's so hot. He's red hot right now.
It's the wildest thing ever to think that the biggest heel in pro wrestling and the biggest babyface are part of the same faction. Right?
Yeah, that's
like something. That's pretty insane to me. But yeah, I mean, this moment, this entire trial of Sami Zayn was incredible.
Emotion. Sami Zayn was emotion like no other.
Yeah,
you know, and he's doing such a great job here. It's just, man, you feel it. You really feel his like nervousness and tension. It's really
he needs to get that emotion through a mask. The guy is incredible.
Yeah,
the best of all time.
So, can I give my theory of what's going to go down?
No, we move on. Let's go, Derek.
I think everybody's expecting Sammy to turn and either win or do something that, you know, he goes full face. I actually think it's going to be that Sammy does what Roman wants. Sammy does everything Roman wants, and Jay somehow, if it's Roman in there, eliminates him or eliminates whoever it is, and Jay is the one, and then Sammy turns at Mania. Would be my thought, is he goes face. He turns on Roman. He doesn't do Roman's dirty work at Mania.
I feel like you're leaving words out here. I missed part of you. I don't understand your description. So you're saying Jay wins
the Rumble? Jay wins the Rumble. Sammy has done everything that Roman asked. Sammy proved his loyalty. But then at Mania, Roman asked Sammy to do something that would, you know, let Roman win and cost Jay, and Sammy doesn't do it then.
Yeah, he goes with Jay.
He goes with Jay.
I thought about that. I thought this could be the end of the bloodline, essentially, this trial of Sami Zayn. This could be where they split and go in two different directions, where Solo and Paul Heyman stick with
the
with
whole
Roman.
Relationship with Sammy and Jay, and they're being like the super buddies.
But what a great evolution it's been, not to mention the fact that Jay was the one that had beef with Roman in the first place and kind of got brainwashed into being part of the family, one of the guys in the bloodline, not the guy, right? So, like, I don't know. There is a really well told story being, you know, that the entire bloodline thing is, and every time you think it's going to go in a certain direction, it might lean that way, but then they like kind of do the opposite. You know, it's like it's no matter what, even in the beginning when it seemed like Sammy was just this fucking ridiculous outsider there was no way he was going to break into the bloodline and be part of this group.
It was supposed to be one night only. It was supposed to be like a really short thing, and everybody just loved Sammy in it, and it extended. Like, it was literally supposed to be like a 2-week.
It was It was, I think, the first time that Sammy and Roman had a great exchange between the two of them, where Roman was really funny and good in it, and so was Sammy, and everything just clicked. It just went along perfect, you know? But it's also like Dave Chappelle's bit about the white guy in the group. He's like, you ever see those groups that just have one white guy? That those guys have seen that dude do some crazy shit, and that is fucking Sammy to the T. And that's why I like, you know, that's why like Jay had that defense. I mean, it was touching. It was sincerely touching. Jay had tears in his eyes. Sammy had tears in his eyes. The stuff he said about like, you believed in me and saw the good in me when no one else did. That's what family does. Like that was emotional, man. Like enough, it man. Was really, really well written, acted, thought out. I mean, the only thing I really didn't like I'm legitimately like Sami Zayn. I was actually pissed at Paul Heyman. I was like, you fucking rat. How dare you, Paul? You were just calling him your schmoolie like 2 weeks ago. Look at you, you son of a bitch. You know, I was heated. I guess that's what they wanted me to be.
Yeah. My only thing I would add to, or at least just comment on Jared's booking of this would actually be really awesome. But what it would do is it would gum up even more titles. Like what happens with the Usos titles when Jay wins the Rumble?
He has everything. But that's Ultimo Dragon picture, you know?
What do you do with the tag titles? Like you don't even have a tag title match.
Well, there's a whole thing about, you know, maybe it is, you know, Jimmy having to choose that, you know, there's a storyline to be told there. You know, there's, you know, Solo, you know, is probably going to go at Sammy. You get so many potential.
Solo didn't put his one in the air. Solo did not put his one in the air. That's what I was waiting for the whole time, was for Solo to put the one up. And no, Solo ain't down with Sammy's bullshit.
Yeah, so there's a lot they can do with it. And, you know, the tag titles, whatever, they gum up the works. You know, the indecisiveness of Jimmy somehow costs them the titles right after Mania or whatever. While they play that out, you get the belts off them and you're done. You can tell a lot of different stories with this because you've got so many strong characters involved in this and so many different, you know, matchups you can have. You know, do you end up breaking up the Usos? Do they go their separate ways? Does this, you know, end them as a tag team? Do you get a singles run out of both of them? You know, or does Jimmy end up going with Jay and Sammy? And it's, you know, Jimmy, Jay, and Sammy versus, you know, Roman and Solo and whoever else.
Yeah, there's a lot there. And honestly, the thing here is Sammy has gone from being a nuisance, you know, being an annoyance, being great as being like that heel character he should be. And like Rand said, to having like such this great array of emotion, and like the way that Sammy just looks so concerned about everything going on all the time. Like his mind is just spinning about all the, like he can see Roman isn't happy with him and all this stuff. Like, It's been a great lead in to all of this, and for it to be something like Jared said, that was just a one night deal. It really did take off and become probably far greater than they ever imagined it ever would.
But can we think about the optics? I think the optics personally are terrible. If you let a white guy come into this crew and break it up, I think it's, I just think it's awful optics. Somebody in the writing room has to be like, but wait, ruin an entire family, a dynasty of
wrestling.
Yeah, that's all bad.
It's a bad look. It's a bad
look. Oh man, I will say that, like Roman, I don't know. Like the only thing I really didn't like about this really was like Roman's complete distrust of Sammy, like the direction it turned, all because, you know, Paul Heyman was getting in his ear and talking about the crowd chanting for him more and all of that. Like, I don't know. I really dug the way Roman was playing this before, and now like the kind of, I don't know, it's kind of boring between him and Sammy versus how exciting it was when they were, I mean, even just not a couple of weeks ago when they're eating popcorn and watching the Usos and Sammy's throwing it all over his dressing room. It was great, you know, but I don't know. I think that this has probably been like the one storyline I've ever seen that's adapted and changed direction this much and continued, you know, for as long as it has, without feeling stale, without feeling like it's, you know, kind of ran its course.
And here's the thing. I think actually at this point, bringing Rock in is detrimental to this storyline. I think there's so much more you can tell without The Rock at this point. And I think part of the reason why they did the Trial of Sammy rather than the, you know, tribal chief acknowledgement ceremony or whatever they were going to do, which was probably obviously the time for the Rock to come in. You know, I think that was going to be what it was. He was going to show up on Monday if they did that, or at least by Tron. And, you know, I think not going with that means that he's out. And I think we may actually be in for a better show. I think you've got people who are more capable with their wrestling ability at the moment. And so we'll get that. And, you know, it's not like I feel like you're lacking anything storyline wise. If you don't have Rock to fight Roman for the tribal chief title, Rock's not there. Rock's not fighting for the, you know, belts anymore. He's going to pop in, do the job and go. Does it really help Roman?
Two things. I'll say that I think that it would be better in general without the titles being involved. I don't think that Roman versus The Rock needs to have the championships involved. You know,
The Rock doesn't even need to win the Rumble to face Roman. It almost seems weird and forced.
The equivalent was when it was Hogan Rock and they didn't need the belts for that to be a huge thing.
Yeah. But it's the generations. My other thing with this is kind of like what you're saying. We get frustrated by this. We have in the past where they bring in the big star, the old timer. They bring back Dave Bautista. They bring in this guy. They bring in some celebrity that has no business being, you know, part of WrestleMania. To, you know what I mean? And like, honestly, it's like Jared was saying, it might be just for the best if we don't have The Rock. I mean, it might be the best as far as cohesive storytelling that allows them to just do something that's going to be interesting from our perspective as dedicated wrestling fans. Well, the four of us, and then there's also Rock up there. You know, they're going to try to do something that makes us happy. Was it unnecessary?
I just like having no-sold.
I know. I don't even think he's listening to us anymore. I think he went on to Mandy's site and he's just surfing it right now.
I can see the reflection of
you. Who you?
Look, I can see titties on Rock's forehead. The reflection of titties on Rock's forehead.
I was actually looking at the match card because I wanted to see who Roman Reigns was wrestling, and I was going to ask you if you guys think Roman loses a belt.
I do not.
I don't either.
I don't. But I do think that the Kevin Owens thing again has been really good storytelling, dating back to the last time they fought for the belt and everything, the way it's come back around, Sammy's involvement, all of it. I think it's all been very, very good.
How many stunners does Roman take?
At least three.
Okay.
I don't.
How many does Heyman take? That's what I want to know.
Zero.
Yeah, none. Hmm. That man doesn't want to take any stunners.
Zayn give a haluva kick to somebody?
I don't know. Are you betting right now on DraftKings or something like that? What are you doing?
These are all prop bets.
I feel like you're just serious. I feel like you're filling you out the $25,000
number 24.
What's the over under on number of Superman punches, guys? Wink, wink.
I'm trying to be involved.
I appreciate it.
Will Brayden Walker show up, fellas?
I'm gonna turn it around on you. Let's ask this. Does anybody think that Roman loses at Royal Rumble?
Nah. Nope.
I don't think so, but I'm not ruling it out either.
Bananas. I think you'd have to, if they had said something like, this is only for the Universal title. Like, if they did something like that,
Yeah.
But they haven't done that. So,
no, I think Roman's walking into WrestleMania with both belts.
He kind of has to, and I don't know even if he's going to lose them at WrestleMania. I could see Roman still holding those two belts with the fireworks going off afterwards. I almost feel like, you know, the appropriate time to lose them would be at some lesser show that shocks everybody, you know?
What's the February pay-per-view? It's not Backlash anymore like it used to be. What is it?
No,
it's February. Chamber?
Backlash was always in
April?
Battleground or something.
Is it April? Maybe I'm
Fast Lane, is that?
It used to be Chamber, but they stopped all the glory matches.
Fastlane used to be between the Rumble and WrestleMania. Yeah.
It will be a meaningless pay-per-view. So Roman won't even be there.
Right.
I don't think he's defending at that, whatever that next one is.
It'll be Sami Zayn and Samoan Face.
The main event could be, I mean, it'll probably be the Usos for some sort of tag team title match, I think, maybe. I don't know.
It is Vengeance Day in on February 4th, then Elimination Chamber on February 18th.
What?
So Roman could win if Roman's in that, he could lose the title in that because it's.
Oh, Vengeance Day is NXT. Bullshit. My bad. Vengeance Day is NXT. So yeah, Elimination Chamber is the next. Ooh, and Elimination Chamber happens to take place, boys, in Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Oh. It's an interesting place for Cody to win a belt, but okay.
Somebody's or a screw job involving maybe some French Canadian boys.
The return of the screw job.
Hey, look, if NBC is going to relaunch Night Court and fucking Magnum PI, why can't we
wait a second, the
screw job again?
I want you to remember Magnum PI is actually in season 5. It's not a
relaunch. Oh, I know. We talked about this the other day. I was like, it's relaunching. Not relaunch.
I know what happened.
Does the dude have a mustache?
No.
He does not.
Who'd want to watch that?
It's absurd.
Apparently enough people to keep it running for 5 fucking seasons.
You know what?
It'd be like some guy coming out here and calling himself Kevin Nash and not wearing leather chaps, you know, or you know,
having intact quads, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey. You guys get it. You guys get it. All right. I guess we should do picks for Royal Rumble. Yeah. Winner selections. I know Ran already said Sami Zayn. Rock, do you have any ideas from your perspective on who's going to win it?
I'm just going to say The Rock because I don't have any ideas.
Okay. All right. Beak, let's get some insight from you.
Just so I don't have to say Sammy, I'm going to say Seth freaking Rollins.
Okay. I think
that'd be a pretty dope match. Him and I know it's been done, but him and Roman at WrestleMania with these iterations of the characters could be pretty cool.
He's on fire right now, and he's really getting deep into Becky's closet, you know?
I really hate that guy.
The wardrobe is incredible.
Flair may have outdone him on Monday.
Yeah, that was
whatever
something.
That was Flair was wearing.
My wife made me promise I'd never buy a suit like that. I don't know what that's all about, but
you know, it says a lot about you that she actually made you make that promise.
Yeah, I don't so like those accusations. Jared,
play your romp hymns.
She likes those.
Okay.
As much as I think the other stuff I discussed would be fun, I think it's Cody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes the simplest answer is the answer, right?
Occam's razor.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm still agreeing with Rand on this one. I think Sammy. I think it immediately causes conflict, and then we have Samuel 2 months of them
Has anyone claimed the number one spot? I know sometimes they announce it, sometimes they don't. No one's claimed it, and I'm going
to
go.
No one's even claimed 30 to be the jerky guy that says, ha-ha. Yeah.
I think Cody gets number one just to kind of build that respect.
Oh,
and just goes the whole distance.
That would be crazy if he goes 1-30 and then wins that shit. That'd be kind of dope.
That'd be wild. Or he gets right to the end and then Sammy wins by accident. Like he gets trips over there, or something. Like knocks somebody out by accident and wins.
Okay.
All right. Let's do winners of the week, shall we?
Are we not going to discuss the women's rumble? Or are we just going to bypass that?
Oh, yeah. You know, I guess that's very misogynistic of me. Women's rumble.
I think I have a hot take for a
hot take.
Hot take.
Maybe not that hot, but I have a feeling that maybe this could be the time that the countdown is going to count down. The lights are going to go dark and all of a sudden we're going to glow.
Oh, might be time.
Yes, I think Naomi's my pick. If she's in it, I want her to win it. I think that would just be a really dope.
For her to come back unannounced, Royal Rumble, that'd be huge. And yeah, her winning that shit, it'd be even doper if she wins that shit and then she fucking wins the strap at Mania. And then she poses with the bloodline when they got all their gold too, because she family.
Yeah.
That would be sick.
She wins it, and then she puts up the one, and then everybody goes out. Oh, that'd be crazy.
I would love to see Naomi come back, though. I think this would be a great opportunity. I don't know what she has going on, obviously, but this would be a great time to bring her back.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be rude, but who is this person on the far left on this graphic?
Isn't that Emma?
Yes,
no. Rock knows. Of course Rock knows.
That's exactly who that is.
Does Rock know who Emma is? Of course.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. How did he make the graphic, hey,
how much are you giving her for her OnlyFans, Rock? $12?
Why does Rock look like Otaku right now?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Say that, though. No.
Tell me how we should all bow down to you and your greatness. That's what right. I want to hear from you.
Oh, we didn't ask like if you guys.
Josh with the magic gun to focus on Rock.
Get off. Like,
that's Rocktaku. Rocktaku.
Rocktaku. The great Rocktaku.
Oh, Drizzen brought a great point. We didn't talk about any possible surprises. They might think. Around the table, are we getting any big surprises or just
there's got to be some surprises? But I mean, what who would we see?
The ultimate surprise, y'all ready?
Go,
Switchblade.
Let's go, then.
Mae Young's hologram.
Oh, that made me sad. Just giving everybody the finger, you know, you think calling everybody a bunch of pussies.
You think the Rock's daughter gets
she
in the
shows
room?
Up at the women's?
I think
the Rock's part of that, she's part of that faction in NXT, right?
Yeah, the women's
they'll probably need people to fill it out. So
they need to fill up the women's ones. Anybody could pop up really from NXT.
Yeah, the lady legends are gonna pop up.
Oh, I told Nick, you Nita. It's gonna be like a Tupac concert.
We're in Texas, so I need Jackie. I need Jackie to show up.
Oh, yeah.
Do we see Charmel?
Yes.
Hey, the queen.
Yeah.
Yo, the WWE is doing something with Booker T's promotion on whatever night they're supposed to be out there. So it could. That's a possibility.
Okay.
You know who I think one of the big name men surprises is going to be?
Who?
Woo, woo, woo.
Matt Cardona.
Ryder.
Then.
Finished that with Kenny Wu, but that was
so. Then that immediately means that Chelsea Green could be in the women's Royal Rumble. Yeah,
I expect her to be in it.
Well, she's supposed to be back anyway. So yeah,
I'm hearing Nick Aldis, Jay White. There's a lot of rumors.
So if Nick Aldis is there, does that mean Mickey James is there too?
Yep.
Hey. Well, I mean, I would say no, but she literally was in it when she was wrestling when she was Impact Champion. So
Impact Champion on the main plate.
Isn't she Impact Champion right now?
No, I don't think so.
Didn't she beat Jordan Grace the other day?
Yeah. I could have sworn she did. You might be right about that.
Because she's on this whole career, you know, if I lose, I retire streak. Mm-hmm. And she was just wrestling Jordan Grace the other day. And I thought it was for the Knockouts title. So I'm pretty sure she's the Knockouts champion right now.
You're right. January 13, 2023, she became her fifth reign as Knockouts champion. Mm-hmm. So.
What about the usual suspects like, you know, Tori Wilson, Kelly Kelly?
Trish Finesse.
Trish.
I mean, but why?
I'm just asking.
I mean, why not? Just to fill it out?
You got
to
fill it. You gotta fill
it. What about Santina?
I mean, because...
No. Well,
I don't know.
Give me Santina. Let's go.
You know who I wouldn't be shocked to see in the men's side? Shock RVD.
Man. Hey.
Oh, you know,
we'll still go.
And this is only because I read an article saying that there was interest to possibly bring him back. It'd be kind of dope if AOP popped up in the Rumble, too.
Yep.
I
just don't know that's a good place to bring a tag back.
Yeah. They're going to come out separate and...
Yeah, that would be not as cool, but yeah.
But if they came back as somebody's enforcers, that could be a little different.
Yeah,
they did do the spot on Monday where you know Ron was there, and they had the inexplicable AOP doorway just in the middle of a room that they walked through.
That's the APA,
I'm sorry, what did I say?
Authors of Pain.
Authors of Pain, not APA.
Those guys are gone. And no, I don't think they're coming back. APA.
No, that's the rumor.
The thing is, there's whispers of them actually returning, like Triple H. Now, holler at them, like, listen, this is what I want to do.
Yeah, they might come back.
We can barely hear you in the first place, Peek.
I think we're getting you whispering.
You can barely hear me?
Yeah. What? Yeah, most of the time.
Oh. I think X-Pac for sure.
Yeah.
And maybe
who's Zach winning? Who's winning the Women's Rumble though? That's
Rhea Ripley.
Rhea.
Okay.
The money. May Young's hologram.
Yeah, it's gonna be evil Asuka. Yeah. It's gonna be Asuka coming out with her evil clown makeup on.
Oh,
that shit.
Rhea and Bianca Ooh. Is the money match. So
are we gonna get the damn near expected Beth Phoenix Rhea Ripley face off in the Women's Rumble?
Of course.
Yes. You know what? Someone said, what if Rhea pops up in the Men's Rumble? Because
she's been fighting dudes lately. I did it.
She's been fighting dudes, so.
She's bigger than Dominic.
I'm for it. I'm 100% for it.
Yeah.
That's my winner of the Men's Royal Rumble, Rhea Ripley. She wins both. That's what I think she's going to have.
That'd be crazy. That'd be incredible.
Why not both? Man, they should have did that with China when they had her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Opportunity wasted.
Yeah.
Probably. All right. Winners of the week. Let's get around to that, shall we?
Sure.
Rock, you got a winner of the week for me?
Winner of the week. I'm just gonna say goofy ass Kurt Angle.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I just enjoy Kurt, man. I'm always gonna be a Kurt Angle fan, and when he acts like a jackass sometimes, it's just hey, you know.
He's really good at it.
He won me over big time as like the best, I guess, alumni appearance on Raw's 30 for sure. Beak, who's your winner of the week?
The Pope is he accidentally tagged or maybe intentionally tagged the wrong guy?
Oh yes.
Or he had a picture of him and some other guy saying it was Tony Khan and then tagged Tony in it, and Tony's like, "Sorry, man, I appreciate the love, but that is not me."
I saw the
funniest
tweet.
Thing ever.
That's so fucking funny.
We had a guarantee you're not getting any cops, buddy.
Yeah.
It's like the so obvious. Like he's on. Like trying to get some love. Like, hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Remember Elijah Burke? I'm a guy.
We took that picture together over here. Remember this picture?
Or maybe he knew it didn't look. Or he just caught a guy. He did it for the lols because it stayed up after everyone pointed it out.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he. Here it goes.
Yeah.
That is obviously not Tony Khan. Like, that is so obviously not Tony Khan. I don't often say when you're wearing a mask that you don't, you know what I mean? That you like, oh yeah, it would be easy to make that mistake.
So good.
That could just as easily be Josh Schlag as it could be Tony Khan.
Without a doubt. Josh lets his hair grow out a little bit. That is Schlag right there. He doesn't have the calves Schlag has, but all right. Jared, go ahead. What do you got for your winner of the week?
I'm gonna go with Jey Uso.
Okay,
I think that was a strong performance in that segment, and like I said, I think there's a chance he turns on Roman.
I can't believe how emotional I got, and it was like, it was the whole scenario. But if I'm being perfectly honest, it was 100% Jey Uso. And the shit he said, the way he said it, the conviction, and like the tears in his eyes and shit. Like, I mean, legitimately, like, had me, doing a little, like, don't look at me right now.
Got a little
look
misty.
At me, you know? Man. Got a little misty eyes.
You looking at me, Swan?
Looking at me, Swan. G1, what do you got? Who do you got for a winner of the week?
Winner of the week, man, I'm going to have to give that to my brother T. Call because I don't know if y'all listen to the exclusive album he dropped on Bandcamp, We Own the Night, but I had pulled up on him with an El Blunto early in the day just before he dropped it. I tell you what, that short album is one of the coolest things I've heard from him.
Teeks in his bag lately. Teek has been doing some of his best.
Chinatown
work
was already amazing. I was really happy to be a part of that. Now I had zero part in this particular project, but just the soundscapes that he was getting from old boy in Germany. I forgot his name, but shout out to that gentleman. He's on the project cover. And T definitely is in a certain zone. Like, it's I'm really proud of him. So
yeah, his last three albums have been very, very good. Yeah,
T's definitely right. Winner of the week for me.
There you go. There you go. Rand, who you got?
In the fam. Cool. I'm gonna say winner of the week is two. It's Bailey and Becky Lynch for not blowing a gasket after their match got completely ignored and blown up on a really crowded, bloated 3-hour show that they didn't have time for a legit women's match.
Why did they bring the cage? They brought the cage and had people put it together and suspend it from the ceiling and then lower it down to the ring. And then other people had to attach it to the ring. And then they just didn't have a match in it. Like, what in the actual hell was that?
They just hope and pray that maybe they gave the live audience like a dark match.
Nope.
No?
Nope.
So I say, yeah, for Bailey not walking out, I give her props for that, because that's ridiculous. Like, you give it all that hype. Hope that means that this match is going to move to the Royal Rumble card, which it should. Absolutely. But I don't know. Have you heard anything?
I don't know.
They'd have to announce it on SmackDown.
A day's notice. That's really a shame. Like, they hyped this match up. What is the first women's cage match? All this ridiculous stuff. And then it's like, just kidding.
Yeah. Thumbs down. Yeah. Thumbs down 100%. You know, I mean, yeah, I feel bad for Becky and Bailey. But again, that ring crew that had to put that cage right together.
Hey, they're selling it. They're selling the gimmick, man. Like, hey, we're supposed to have a cage match. We're going to pretend like we're doing the cage.
My God, the commitment to the bit is fascinating. It's almost as much as, you know, the Jay Briscoe banner. It's like the same, it's in the same realm, you know. Oh, man.
At least you guys know who to blame for that cage match being non-existent. The damn Tribal Chief segment went long.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that Derek loves so much.
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
I loved it too. I gotta say, I loved it.
And honestly,
we need Ric Flair to come out for 15 minutes.
There you go. And hype his daughter up and talk about that. Did we need Hogan to lead off the fucking show? No, not at all.
Hey, we got the Ron Simmons. Damn,
that was nice.
We just could have saved WWE at least like $10,000 in appearance fees easily, and the show would have just rolled really nicely.
Yeah, they could have scrapped the whole poker room gimmick, and there had been so much more time and saving money on people there.
What did I miss? Like, where that went?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Right. It didn't go anywhere. Right. Like,
sometimes they actually have like a gimmick angle the whole time, but this time, no, not at all.
Right. Like, they keep cutting back to it, and eventually maybe it leads to a match, right, or whatever, right? It went nowhere. Well, I'm going to give my winner of the week to Sami Zayn, because I love Sami, and there's few people in pro wrestling that you can say, when you watch the crowd, that every single person in the crowd is in it for them, is excited and behind them. And man, when they had everybody put their ones up in the air and they did that crowd shot of everybody standing up in the arena and putting their hands up in the air, like,
he needs to get that framed.
It was powerful. It really was.
He should get that framed, and he should put that on his wall. That's a moment that should be his career moment right there.
Right. In the chat, we got the comment that says, the Tribal Court was the first thing in years that fringe wrestling fan friends of mine reached out and asked me if I was watching it. And yeah, I mean, I honestly feel like that's the angle with the entire Bloodline, right? Like, there's something about the Bloodline, the fact that they, you know, feature them on both shows. They know what they have there. They try to give it to you every night, but they try not to overuse it. And they try to progress the storyline along in a way where it doesn't get stale. But most importantly, Sami Zayn is just this guy that was doing the best with whatever they gave him for a long time. And like, even this, for it to have just been a temporary thing that has now extended into one of the most universally loved like storylines in professional wrestling right now, it just goes to show how much he deserves it and how right he is for this spot. I mean, he really is. And the fact that he can just fucking turn it on and he can be like this person that you look at and like, you know, have so much sympathy for, like you did during the tribal court thing, but then also running off at the mouth and being the fucking shitty heel that he is being when, like, you know, they were facing John Cena and he was talking all that trash and everything. He's just really, really good. Much like T. Call, he's in his bag right now. He's got his stuff going on, right? But anyway, that's pro wrestling. We can't wait to watch Royal Rumble. If you don't gamble on it, you probably should in some form. We're going to do that, I'm sure. I'm going to
find out how.
The best method, in my opinion, is just to pick numbers. That's what I think. Mm-hmm. And it's even better if you just blindly pick numbers, like, out of a hat. That way, your wrestling fan friends can't, like, get one over on you and totally know who's going to win it. I don't think we know who's going to win it, though. This is probably one of the most exciting Rumbles as far as the direction it could take and the surprises that we could see in it. So
it could be any version of Cody Rhodes that could win. It could be Dash.
That's the
Cody
thing.
Rhodes.
Yeah, honestly,
it could be the Mask Cody Rhodes. It could be
Cody Rhodes
American
wins.
Nightmare Cody Rhodes.
I'll probably have to revisit.
It could be Legacy Cody Rhodes. It could be any version of Cody Rhodes that could win.
Hey, Cody Rhodes, Mask Cody Rhodes still owes me that mask.
There's so many Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes in a heartbeat.
Not a Rhodes. I'll take Mask or I'll take his other boot.
Absolutely, I'm telling you.
Any other?
The most unpredictable Royal Rumble ever.
No Stardust. Right.
Yeah,
it could be
Stardust too.
There it is. I want that mask back, man. Give me that mask back. I want to put
no bullshit. Stardust had all the offense. I use Stardust finisher on the game right now. At the hardest STO. Fuck y'all. I love Stardust.
Oh, all right. Well, we thank you guys so much for checking out this collabo podcast between the Steel Cage and Matt Mania. Of course, you can find us all on Twitter. I'm at @Cap_Caveman with a K. Mega Ran is at Meg Ryan. G1 to the Rescue is at G1 to the Rescue. Rock Knowledge is at Rock Knowledge. You can see the name. This is a video thing. I don't have to do this anymore. Look up there.
It's also an audio podcast.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. All right, fine. James Vanderbeek is at James Vanderbeek. There's an I in there, but not where you think it is. And also, you can get Super Jew at SuperJew75. But all roads lead to at the Steel Cage. We thank you guys, of course, for checking us out and remembering we exist. Big shout out to Mega Ran for letting us go hijack his Twitch stream. Appreciate you guys. If you want to send us an email, we do still have that email, I think. I don't know. I'm going to have to check with Josh on this, but it was at podcast@thesteelcage.com. Beak has a store. It's pentagonzo.com, and he makes the best shirts that you can find. I still want one of your several What We Do in the Dark shirts. That Ska and Pro Wrestling are the only legitimate forms of art shirt.
I'd actually wear that.
Is a must buy.
I need that one. That one's cool.
Yeah. So get that. There's still the nerds doing the unfunny nerd thing. You know that. All these guys got their things. Anybody have anything to plug before we go? Do I plug Teek's album again? Go get Teek's album.
Hey, we own the night. Bang.
That's it.
Go.
I'll be down at Rumble. So if you guys are in Texas,
that's right.
San Antonio,
yeah,
come see.
That'll be a Rumble.
A show Friday.
Yeah. And if there's ropes around, you can throw Ran out.
Calm down.
They don't want me to have to do running and assist. I'm sparing everybody.
That, all right. Gotta pay me to take a bump. All right. Forget it.
Smart man.
Nobody.
All right. Well, check out all the shows. Check out everything these guys do because everybody a part of this, aside from Jared, is a very talented person that does incredible work. But we thank you guys again for checking us out. We love you. And remember, kids, pro wrestling is fun, but it's so much more fun when one of the Cody Rhodeses wins the Royal Rumble.
Yes, sir. I want the most unpredictable Royal Rumble ever. Get ready for it.
Hey.
Dudes are smoking mirrors.
Oh. And if there are any bad maniacs out there, I want to remind you to keep your shoulders off the mat.
We out of here.
Manscaped Network.